Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is a News.com newsflash.
The first private spacecraft to reach the moon didn't quite stick the landing. News.com has learned Odysseus from Houston's Intuitive Machines wound up on its side, near the lunar South Pole. The robotic spacecraft hit the surface Thursday, February 22nd. Intuitive Machines employees thought everything went smoothly. But one day later, data from the lander confirmed it's horizontal instead of vertical. CEO Steve Altemus told reporters that Odysseus probably caught a foot in the surface as it landed a bit faster than planned. The spacecraft has 6 feet. We think it's on a rock or the foot is in a crevasse or something, he guessed, making it off balance. CNN noted Odysseus was moving at around 2 miles per hour horizontally and 6 miles per hour vertically at touchdown. Space.com added that it should be 14 feet tall. But a tipsy lander does not mean Odysseus is a lost cause. USA Today quoted Altemus as saying it still has quite a bit of operational capability. A piece of art that was loaded by a commercial customer reportedly now is facing the moon's surface, but nothing else is. NASA is trying to determine if its science payloads will be affected. But officials are thinking positively. This is a gigantic accomplishment, Deputy Associate Administrator Joel Kern said, noting the landing location is new for NASA. Posts on X, formerly Twitter, indicate Odysseus missed its planned target by 125 miles. It landed near Schomburger Crater apparently because some of its navigation equipment went bad. Altemus called that moment of discovery like a punch to the stomach. He feared the entire mission would be lost. But NASA included in its payloads an experimental backup called Navigation Doppler Radar, similar to what's used by TV weather departments. Intuitive Machines' engineers figured out a hack in about 2 hours to send it vital landing data. Flight controllers are communicating and commanding the vehicle to download science date, a Friday, February 23rd update said. The company only posted notes of congratulations from the Biden administration during the weekend, with still no photos or videos from the moon's surface. Odysseus and its human helpers don't have much time to work. Intuitive Machines' Tim Crane said the lander can function no more than 9 days, which is up from an earlier estimate of 7 days. Once the sun sets on Odi, the batteries will attempt to keep the surface warm and eventually, Crane said. But he admitted the spacecraft was not built to handle ultra-cold lunar nights, which can drop to minus 200 degrees Fahrenheit or lower. Odysseus seemed to do better than a Japanese lunar lander did in late January. News.com reported then that Slim landed practically upside down, but it's still been able to operate.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
News.com.
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 News.